This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it's Friday, October 21st, 18 days to the midterms, and there's still time to ban those voting machines. You know, the fraudulent ones here in Arizona. We've got breaking news that happened last night. Let's just put we the people in the driver's seat, everybody. No more selection of the elitists. We need real elections, paper ballots, hand count, blue ballpoint pens, azsavesamerica.us. This is a take action show today, and joining me is one of my favorite people on the planet Earth. That's right, I said Earth, Lucy DeGrazia, host of the awesomest show you'll ever watch, Jesus Rocks, connecting current events with the truth of God. We're talking Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, elections, machines, getting involved, faith, prayer, Satan, demons, sacrificing your children, how to save America and your soul, and of course, a lot of Jesus. It's going to be full of facts, resources, information, take action items, all kinds of stuff you need to be doing every day. So grab your pen and paper, your phone, your Bible, your belt of truth, put on your common sense caps, stand up, speak up, show up, and join us. Please text your friends right now. Tell them to tune in, watch this show, pray, plan, take action. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. You heard that, wicked ways, and restore their land. We'll be right back after the break.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrightionMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrightionMetals.com.
Oh, well, you know what? I just noticed. You saw that Jesus Rocks Live. I'll tell you all my problems later because you don't really care, people. So did you see that intro there? That is the intro for our show, Jesus Rocks, that we started. I had to look up the date because I was like, yeah, it seems like we just kind of started, but then I realized we're on the 15th episode we just recorded on Wednesdays. It's Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, and that's live Wednesday mornings. And then Brighton TV picks us up on Sundays because we're part of their faith lineup, you know, like their faith and freedom and worship lineup. That is on 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you, Heather. 6:30 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays and 9:30 a.m. Eastern time on Sundays. So, you know, this, I'll tell you something really awesome that happened today. There's actually quite a few awesome things, but I'm going to spread them out. So today, we just were officially welcomed into the family of TECN.TV. Talked to Ken for a long time today. So we're actually going to be on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Then this show's going to be on Fridays. And then when the talk radio show goes back on, we're going to be on there. So you're going to be able to catch us. And the awesome thing about them is year to date, they've already had like 4 million viewers. They've got 4 million viewers. So now you're going to be able to have this show, my show, Everything Home. We're going to do 2 days a week. And then Jesus Rocks is going to be on Wednesdays. So we're just going to be on more platforms to get the information, the information out to more people because it's that important. And that's and we're also on Conservative Television America. We're on Frank Speech. We got our own Roku channel. I'm waiting for Amazon, those demons at Amazon, to approve our Fire TV or Fire Stick or whatever it is. But they denied us the first round because I was like, oh, they must have checked the list because I know I'm on it, right? I'm on it because I got kicked off of Amazon before. And just like I kicked off of YouTube and a bunch of other platforms. And that's Save My Freedom TV. So you can catch us there. But those I have to upload. And you know how I am with time. Like I have none. So you're best off sticking with Brighton.TV because that's live. And then, of course, Frank's Speech. And then over on Rumble, I'm overdoing thing. And I'm going to get this weekend, I'm going to get all of the past 2 months up onto Brighton.com so that way you can get it. But these shows automatically go to Brighton.com because they're Brighton TV, because they're just Mike Adams and the awesome people over there, like Heather, our producer, who's just fabulous. She somehow, I send her stuff and she keeps up just so brilliantly and puts these. I encourage everybody to check out all the shows on Brighton because they're really, really amazing. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But that's where you can find us, right? This show is always on Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And that's streaming on 7 different platforms live. So all of this information about the shows and the social medias and more, right? Even more, because we're going to talk about machines today too, because I have some incredible news that you guys are going to love. But I need your help. I need you to get off the couch. I need you to show up. So everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. That is your take action menu. And it has everything you need literally to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, especially in your communities. And I put the Jesus Rocks on there. I've got our show. I've got other shows of amazing people that you need to tune into to get the resources, trustworthy stuff, trustworthy people, trustworthy resources. And then any type of campaigns that we're doing, not political campaigns. I mean, ones that actually have meaning, like the 1 minute email campaign. Or, no, it's 2 minutes. One click. There it is. All right. Let me get back on a Jesus Rocks because I'm all over the board today. The reason why that is because Lucy was going to be here. She's not. She's home, you know, 4 minutes away. And she's not feeling that great. And I told her, I need you to pull through. I actually was praying like this afternoon. I'm like, Jesus, this is like your number one cheerleader. You got to get her to show up for my show because it's that important. And the reason why is because the information that she goes over on Jesus Rocks Live, connecting current events to the truth of God, is so relevant to what's going on now, but it explains everything. I mean, for me, the light bulb went on really when she threw the goat thing at me, right? And she's going to tell you about the goat. And then, of course, it's been building since then. And I listened to Wednesday's episode again today, and I'm sitting in here. Okay, this is why I say you guys have to watch these or listen to them a couple times because you get new stuff each time. Like one episode, 350, my original favorite, which now my new favorite is 373. I listened to it like probably 15 times, and each time I picked up something new. But then they compound on top of each other, and then you're thinking about stuff that's going on currently. Then you're thinking about the lies that you had about like something historically, which is pretty much everything. Remember, everything you've been told your whole life is a lie. It's backwards and upside down, right? That was one of the episodes we did. And then I listened to Wednesday's show again today, and I literally picked up 90% of new information. Meanwhile, I was sitting in here. Okay, I was sitting in here, and then I'm getting new information the second time I listened to it. So that's why I'm saying it's really important. And then just for the past 2 weeks, I've been watching. I watched all these shows, and all these experts are on. And they're like, yeah, well, we just kind of put this stuff together, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, Lucy talked about that 2 months ago. Oh my God, Lucy told me about that 6 months ago. So I said, you know, we got to get more people to know about this show. So Heather, can you bring up my, my casual friend, Lucy DeGrazia, the host of Jesus Rocks. Hi, Lucy.
Hey.
So, Lucy looks like a little person in a chair.
A leprechaun over here.
She looks like she is the holy leprechaun, right? She's what we call her.
I'm just melting in my chair.
Yeah, she's not feeling great. But then I said, you know what? I hate to say this. I don't care. Need you on the show today. People need you. People need the information because it's critical. As we got 18 days to the midterms, but it's so much bigger than the midterms. It's so much bigger than winning an election. And we already know that there is no left, there is no right. It's a uniparty. But now, especially even what that came across yesterday with the CDC, and then some people, well, I was listening to some hosts today. One of them was Mike Adams, and he was saying how it's child sacrifice. And I went, Mike, have you been listening to Jesus Rocks? Because Lucy's been talking about child sacrifice since we started 3 months ago, almost 4 months ago, because we're on episode 16 next week. So Lucy, why don't you kind of, I don't know, share what's on your mind, and then let's take it in a whole bunch of different directions, because there's so much to cover. But I just said, you know what, I can't let not enough people know about this when now everyone's talking about stuff that literally she's been talking about for weeks, months, and like a year and a half. So you're way ahead of the game, but you put it in such a beautiful way where it's literally, I tell you, it's like a piece of artwork every time that I watched it. So,
but yeah, you don't have to look very hard. All you have to do is look at the Democrat campaign literature and what they're running on, sacrificing babies. Their whole platform for the midterms is abortion. Mm. I mean, I have not seen one thing that has come to my door. Everything about Blake Masters. Blake Masters isn't going to let you kill your babies. Nancy Bartow isn't going to let you kill your babies. They're not going to let you kill. Mark Fincham's not going to let you kill your. Carrie Lake's not going to let you kill your babies. You can't vote for these people. We need to kill our babies. And then you saw Stacey Abrams. Hey, you know, people are like worried about the economy. The best way to handle the economy is to kill our babies. I mean, they're pretty much saying it. So let's take them for where they are. But yeah, they need to sacrifice babies, because in the demon world, sacrifice. Oh, sorry, talk about little demon.
that's the guy that jumps up on the Bible. Yeah, yeah, so she'll be doing research for the show, right? She's been doing her prayer stuff in the morning, and then the dog jumps on the Bible right on her lap, and then I get the picture, and I'm like,
seriously, just came out of nowhere, and I hear a larger one, so you might.
Oh yeah, he's to the side. Yeah,
you might get a glimpse of a larger one, but yeah.
Lucy has a youth and animal hospital shelter.
Literally running on, we need to kill our babies. So yeah, in the Satan world. They do. They have to kill their babies because they have to sacrifice to their gods so that they get their power, and they have to appease their gods. So yeah, they have to sacrifice babies. And that's why they're after, there's the other one. And that's why they're after our kids. And I mean, look at, they just passed the CDC. Yeah. We're going to vaccinate our kids. It's going to be in the routine vaccines. And then you saw how they, well, take it up with your school. And then the school's going to be like, we're just following CDC guidelines. So that's how they trap the parents into making sure their kids are vaccinated. Meanwhile, Moderna guy just was like, yeah, it's not even really a virus or anything. Just treat it like the flu. But we have to vaccinate our kids. I just pray that people are like seeing this and they're waking up, because I'm still seeing zombies in masks. I'm still seeing people who have no clue what's going on. And that Fauci movie that just came out is a must see. So you got to make sure y'all see that.
Well, and you know, I'm glad that you brought all that stuff up, because it is okay. You're a homeschool person. You've been homeschooling the kids. There's five kids that went through Lucy's homeschooling program, right? And the oldest one's 30. Okay, so she's been doing this a long time. And when I first heard this, when they were going to make it part of the requirements, right? And then, they want to throw the school in because that's part of the plan, people. Remember the school and the school unions and that nasty demon who runs the school association, teachers board, whatever that is, that real pretty lady. They're in cahoots with the government, right? That's why the schools were shut down so long. That's why they had the masks on and they made the kids take the test, which is all bad. All of that stuff is laced with whatever's in that vaccine bioweapon.
And there's not going to be a religious exemption. You're not going to be able to get a religious exemption.
They made that very clear. So it's like, wait, who says that? Like, who says, okay, we're going to do this, but you can't have an exemption religiously because you're going, okay, well then it's almost like, how much more do we have to keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over in order to get people to understand that this will, the non-vaccine bioweapon, which is not the COVID, because there's no such thing as COVID. Okay. Right. That's a lie. Okay. It never was a thing. It's a political propaganda pandemic. We've gone over this for 2.5 years almost. And then of course, whatever's inside that syringe is what is on the masks, what is on the testing, the testing swabs and anything else. So they're getting it into your body when you're dumb enough to go take a test for something that you don't have, because you can't, the test can't detect anything. So you're poisoning your kids. And of course, you're thinking, oh, well, I'm just going to go get this. I'm going to go get the flu shot. You can't get any vaccines. You can't get any vaccines because stuff is late.
No vaccines. And don't think some are okay, some are not. No, they're all bad.
They're all bad.
And so, we've known they've all been bad for decades. Look at all the autism and look at all the parents who were saying, my kid was fine and he had this MMR and now he's autistic. Happened to me. I almost lost my kid, my number two. It's crazy. And as a parent, when you're taking your kid to the expert, your pediatrician, who is supposed to know better, and they don't even tell you the potentials, and you're trusting your doctor, and you vaccinate your baby, your beautiful, healthy baby, and a few days later or a few hours later, your baby is convulsing or seizing or dying. Sudden infant death. Now we have sudden adult death. There was never any such thing as sudden infant death. Oh, lay your baby on its back so it doesn't have sudden infant death. And then you know what we had? We had a bunch of flat-headed babies because everybody was so petrified that their kid was gonna die, sudden infant death. You can't have your kid on its side. You can't have your baby on its stomach, have it on its back. So these babies grew up on their backs and then they had the flat heads. And we spent the 90s with helmets.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it scared us with the sudden infant death. It was all these vaccines.
Yeah. So that's their cover up, guys. Like they're saying they always, because they cause the problem, then they pretend to fix the problem.
Yep.
Then they'll come up with propaganda and bull in order to mask it, to cover it up, right? So that's just their MO, and they've been doing it for decades. It's just that for the most part, a large majority of us have actually clued in. I mean, people like Lucy, she's smart. She knew this a long time ago.
You don't have to be smart. You just have to have your eyes open and connect dots. You just have to literally have your eyes open and question stuff. I mean, it's just incredible. But sometimes it has to happen. Like, I wasn't really thinking about vaccines until I actually had one of my children get a vaccine injury. And then I started looking into it. And I was shocked and amazed at how much information was out there against vaccines that was literally just buried. And these people were known as freaks. Oh, those are just naturopaths. You can't take them seriously. They had all the proof and all the evidence that these vaccines, this MMR, was causing autism and wreaking havoc on children. And yet no one was even looking to these nature articles and these naturopath articles, because we were so brainwashed into vaccines are all things good. Trust the doctors. And here we are going around the same circle. You know, Ecclesiastes, mm-hmm. God says, he just makes history keep repeating and repeating and repeating. Nothing is the same. Nothing is new. Everything that's been done is being done now and will be done again. And that's exactly what we're going through. And watching that Fauci movie was really eye-opening, because he did in the 80s exactly what he did with us with COVID. Now, everything that was working in the 80s with HIV, vitamin C, HIV wasn't even deadly. It was like a virus. Vitamin C, antibiotics, vitamin D therapy, zinc, was healing people. And then Fauci said, no, 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 they need AZT, which was literal radiation. And he literally killed these people. He killed millions of people. And what did he do with us? Oh, we've got vitamin D, ivermectin, no. You need remdesivir.
Right.
You get your butt to the hospital and you get your remdesivir. Excuse me, I don't feel well.
That's okay. You should hear her on the phone, people. She's like a truck driver. I'll just leave it.
Wow. But seriously, it makes me so angry because we're living through the same playbook. Mm-hmm. They're doing the same thing just over and over again.
Well, and it, part of this, the one positive thing when I heard that yesterday, I thought of you and I said, well, then maybe parents are finally going to yank the kids out of the schools because the indoctrination for 8 hours a day apparently is not enough. The kid coming home saying, Mom, I'm a boy. When you left the house, you were a girl. And now all of a sudden you're a trans or whatever the soup du jour is. And then you just realize what oral sex and a bunch of other stuff is.
And
you're
then if you tell your child, no, sorry, you're not a trans, you're going to stay a girl, then the state will take your child away and you'll never see your child again.
Yeah. Or they're encouraging, like on Lucy's show last I get a mix of, I think it was 2 weeks ago on episode 382, when she was watching the Zoom calls of what these, I don't know, rights groups or whatever they are,
they
right?
Were teachers. They were teachers.
They were teachers. Yeah. And tell them about that. And because that's what, so it's hello parents, hello adults out there. Why are you not standing up? For
I don't know if you saw a video today with a liberal teacher went to the school board. I don't know if you saw that. She was a young queer, she called herself.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Teacher, and she has a master's degree in queer studies.
Didn't know and that was a thing.
Is taking a lot of offense that she's not allowed to teach all things LGBT to her students. And why do you not trust me as the expert with my master's degree to teach your children? Parents.
Whoa.
How much more? How much more do you need? Look at what's teaching your kids. Your kids, your little baby ghosts that they're creating. Look at what's teaching your children.
Okay, tell them about the goat. The goat army.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a bunch of goat army. You're creating a goat army. So
they're creating a goat army.
Yeah, we're trying to ungoat people. Okay, yeah. Goat, greatest of all times. If you would have listened to her shows, you would know that kind of that
that's
has become
not what
like
it is.
That's not what it means. Tell them what that is.
Again, we're being lured into the mask and 6 foot distance is healthy for you. It's not satanic ritual, really.
Well, and like we've been saying, right? So episode 350 was the first. Well, it was no. I actually, you know what? Every single show that we've done, because I actually went through, and I keep track of this stuff, right? God forbid I should not know the number of an episode or anything. But from the very first one, Lucy's always been saying it's all about the children. It's all about the children, and she's been telling me this for a while, and I didn't put it all together, right? I didn't put it all together. But they're so aggressive now. They, meaning the powers that be, the demons, all that. They're so aggressive in what their agenda is. You know, like this is their Super Bowl. Literally, their Super Bowl is election day, 18 days away. But up until then, they're doing all of this nefarious stuff right on the open, so emboldened, because they know that they're like, you guys haven't really done anything for 2 years, and we've been telling you, and we're like, so then let's just do whatever we want. I mean, like I said, so in the beginning, she's always been saying it's all about the children. And then as the shows went on, we're like, it's about their, you know, sacrificing the children. And I'm looking at when this was. This is in July. Okay. This is in July when her first episode was July 13th. And then right from the start, it was all about the children, sacrificing the children, their minds, bodies, and souls. And that's still July. And then people are just starting to really talk about it now. So July, August,
praise
September,
God, we've
October,
been talking
4 months.
About it for years.
Well, I know, but not on the air. Not on the air. But you've been doing it for a long time. But that's why I tried to drag you to do this show. But I'm just saying is, that's why this show is so important for people to watch. Literally, it's changed my life, not because Lucy's on right now. I mean, obviously, her and I do this together. I get kicked off the show, right? I do 5 minutes, and then I have to go do behind the scenes. She kicked me off because she's like, yeah, you're really not a fit. And I'm like, what? She goes, yay, everything promo. It's not a thing. Just go ahead and play with the computer. I was like, what? So yeah, she gives me 5 minutes and then I go do all the other stuff. I'm getting real good at playing the videos. So yeah, I'm getting real good at that.
Yeah. Your production skills are getting really tight.
Well, it's because you don't have
a choice. Really good this past week.
This week was really good. I have that video in the queue, so we're going to play that during the second part. But the reason why I really want more people to know about this, and that's why I'm pitching it to a whole bunch of different platforms, is just because of the impact it has made for me. And I was never a Bible person, right? I have them, but I don't. There's dust on them, right? Dust on them. I don't even know where a couple of them are. Well, now I got like a this, like, really, what, you know what I mean? So, I mean, but the way that she does the shows is so brilliant and such talent, where it's, you know, she starts with the guitar, right? So she plays a song on the guitar and then might come out with some current events, might throw back to history, puts it all together, then goes into scripture.
If your Bible looks like that, you really need some help.
But the way she does, that was really good. Thank you. That was good. Yeah. You know, she should be here right now because she only lives 4 minutes away, but that's okay. You should have. It's a good thing the microphone wasn't on before the
that
camera.
Was not Michelle's Bible, by the way. That
was no. I don't read it as much as I should, and I admitted that on the phone with her, and then I realized I forgot who I was talking to, and then I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna change right now, because I think I just got myself in trouble. So we're just going to go ahead and talk about the weather, and we're going to talk about the chemtrails, because that usually always puts us in a good mood, you know, the good chemtrails. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Lisa DeGrazio, my buddy and the host of Jesus Rocks, and we're going to talk about some stuff that's, oh my god, just the breaking news. I got to tell you what happened. All right, so we'll be right back after the break.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
True is what we are, to the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies, in memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
All right, so you saw those amazing commercials with products and services. We've got, like, I always say 57 because I can't keep changing the marketing materials, but it's like 80 different companies that are on our marketplace. So go check that out. It's incredible discounts. It is, everything is cheaper than if you went directly to these websites. There's promo codes, or there's a link that gets you the discounts. Most of our promo codes are home, and that's including over on Brighteon store, the Health Ranger store. You got Dr. Iris for supplements, Dr. Zev Zelenko. You've got My Pillow and Mammoth Nation. Remember, that's where I got this and a bunch of other stuff that you've got. And then of course, theflagshirt.com, where promo code HOME10, because we're coming to you from the Flag Shirts Save My Freedom Studios here live in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona. So yeah, flag shirt, all kinds of stuff, head to toe, like this shirt is from there. And then those shirts back there and a ton of great paraphernalia, like patriotic gear, because you want to go out and be a billboard. Because again, we're telling you to stand up, speak up, show up. And of course, we want you to join us because we're making it easy. So just like the faith portion, which you're also going to get current events and you're going to get history, you get that from Lucy. So you don't have to do this alone, right? But yet she makes you do homework. She tells you these things. But as far as the rest of it, where we're asking you to do things, boots on the ground, where we're telling you to get involved with your community at this point, because we're doing the focus, 18 days. So we're not talking about all the other different things, because you know, the whole platform, business, life, community, the three most important things, the three pillars and the stool of life, right? Those are the three legs. Which pretty much covers everything. And they say, Michelle, you're so political. I said, no, politics is life. They ruined it when they infected everything in your lives, especially when they shut it down. So now it's time for us to get back on the battlefield and start acting like we give a crap and get involved. And I'm the biggest guilty proponent. Is that what it gets called? I don't even know. I 30 years, I did nothing. Nothing to get involved really in the community. Yeah, I did like some nonprofits, but not like now. Now I'm a precinct committee man. And then Heather, pull up the poll watcher and the poll worker thing, because we're going to jump into the get your rear end onto the battlefield, because we talked a little bit about the faith portion. We're going to do some stuff here. All right, we'll go right into that then. Okay, so now for the rest of the show, I'm going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at you, because you got 18 days and we need to get the machines banned. I'm going to go tell you what's that. But there are other things that you need to do. Like if I called up to find out information to become a poll worker or a poll watcher. Next thing you know, I'm a judge at the Islamic Voting Center. Okay, so you can be sure there's going to be no shenanigans there. There's going to be no nefarious characters, because apparently I'm working and I'm in charge of the center. Like, I don't know how that happened. I just called for information, right? That was it. So I'm going to put up a bunch of slides and things like that. But let's talk about the campaign to ban the machines here in Arizona. And all this information just came at me, this new stuff. So bear with me, because I didn't have time to do a lot of this because I've been on the phone most of the day today. So originally we put the letter out. Jim O'Connor is our corporation commissioner here in Arizona. He put the letter out and said, you got to ban the machines. It's all about fraud, because they are fraud. And we've been talking about it for a month now. We are in just Arizona alone. Well, I didn't look this morning, but yesterday it was like 550,000 signatures. This is the one click email, all officials, petition and campaign. And we're asking, and it takes less than 2 minutes a day, right? And it's notifying the county recorders, the election directors, the sheriffs, and the board of supervisors in Arizona. All there's 110 of them, and it says you can't use the machines because they're ripe with fraud, and it is. It's all fact. We just had the summit here 2 weeks ago where we had the 17 experts and all that information. I just uploaded the video on Rumble, but it's on the Take Action menu. But this is a simple campaign that we're asking every single person in the country to do once a day. And then tell 10 of your friends, because we need the numbers. This is, and it's working. It's working, because if you watched last week's episode 383, Peggy Judd, who's the board of supervisors down in Cochise County, said we don't want the machines either, and we're going to do a hand count. And one of the other supervisors, because there's three of them down there, said, okay, we support that. Well, the county recorder down there, he's on our side too. He says, no, no, no machines. But you've got the county attorney saying, no, 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 you've got to use the machines, because they're drinking the Kool-Aid. They're part of the GOP. They're part of the Uniparty. Because remember, there's no left, there's no right. There's just one unit party. They want to keep those machines. These are the same people that want to get ranked choice voting, which means that there is no logic to voting, which is insane. But that's what you have here in Arizona. You have that most of the country. So this is an easy campaign, and it's azsavesamerica.us, azsavesamerica.us. You click, you go ahead, put in your information so they know you're a real person, and I click again, it sends an email to all those people. And then it says you got to ban the machines. And click again, it signed the petition. Click again, you get all the phone numbers. Click again, it gives you a Facebook post automatic. Click again, it gives you Twitter. And we are now up nationwide, because they have a nationwide one. You're at 1.5 million people said, no, I don't want these machines. That's how many people in just a month have done that. That's a lot, considering most people in this country don't do stuff. Well, I'll give you some information. This is, well, Christine Reagan, Act for America, is who we partnered with. And they're the ones running this. They're doing it for free. They're an incredible organization, her and Brigitte Gabriel over there. And they're a nonprofit organization, a 501c3 and four. So when you go on, when you go to the campaign, it gets you directly to their website for the campaign. Check out all the rest of the stuff they're doing, because they're really an amazing organization. And they put all the stuff on hold. that they should be doing, Christine, because she runs grassroots for the whole country, to focus on Arizona. Now, we have boots on the ground that are meeting with the supervisors. Obviously, I had her, Peggy Judd, on the show on Friday of last week. You can watch that one, episode 383. And you can watch the summit. That's on the Take Action menu, too. You'll see that on there. That's the summit we did of the truth and facts about the machines. And the fraud, and it's new stuff that was just released by Jovan Pulitzer. So you just go, oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. Oh, that's the poll watcher, poll worker that now I'm running the Islamic Center here in Scottsdale on Election Day. So what transpired was Jim O'Connor wrote another letter to all of these people again. And he included the county attorneys because the county attorneys are giving roadblocks, making up stories. They're lying to them, saying they're actually threatening them now. They're saying, if you do a hand count or if you do you have the machines, then we're not going to represent you when there's a lawsuit, because you're going to have a lawsuit. But we are the county attorneys. We're supposed to represent you. We're not going to do that. So that's not how it works. So that's what they're telling the county attorneys now. So basically, the new letter that went out last night talks about the machines being uncertified and unlawful voting machines and tabulators, which they never were certified, and they were never certified the right way. So they are illegal to use them. Okay, so it's almost like it's not a loophole. It's just, we thought before giving them all the information about the fraud was the low-hanging fruit. This is so low that the fruit is actually under the ground, because it went beyond low hanging that it hit the, pull up Lucy while I'm talking about this, because she can chime in too, Heather, thank you. So so basically the letter went out last night, they added the county's attorneys and said, you have until Tuesday to respond to show us the proof of when you had the accreditation and the date that these things were certified, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this is all part of the HAVA Act, because the HAVA Act is where it lies. There's about 30 to 34 states that this applies to, where if they didn't do the proper certification and a bunch of other things, because they took the money. Remember, this is how they bribed them in 2002 when they did the HAVA Act. The government said, we'll give you a whole bunch of money if you start using these machines. And that's after the 2000 election. Remember that Georgie Bush won? No, he didn't, right? No, he didn't. And Chad, this, I tell you that. So then this is when they really went hardcore with the machines, the HAVA Act. So they dangle the carrot, and the government and the people in local government and say, oh, I'll take the money, just like the COVID. Notice a pattern here, people. Nothing has changed. What did Lucy say earlier about the Bible? Nothing changes. It's the same thing. AIDS versus COVID, same thing. There you go. When are we going to clue in that that's their MO, their operation, right? So the HAVA Act, you got 30 to 34 states that are using machines illegal. It's against the law to use these machines because none of them is certified, and you have to go through these criteria if you took the money. So these people here in Arizona, all 15 counties, they have until Tuesday in order to provide this. We don't think we're going to get a response. And Jim O'Connor, his department as the Arizona Corporation Commissioner, this is what they do. They're talking about fraud and defrauding the citizens and the government and blah, blah, blah. So if they don't do this, there's an immediate lawsuit, and we're involving the sheriffs. We're going to see if we can actually have the sheriffs go pick up the machines, because it's against the law to use them. So they know now that they're going to be on notice. All of these people, the 110 original ones that got notice a month ago on the 9th. Well, they actually got a month when we started our campaign on the 9th. And then Jim O'Connor started, he sent his letter out just before we did our selection code movie on the 31st of August.
So they had notice. How does that work in Maricopa? Because we have George Soros sheriffs.
Somebody's trying to find out if the sheriff from another county can go do what they got to do.
What, and clunk the George Soros, our sheriff, George under the...
Don't make it more complicated, Lucy. We want to keep it simple for everybody. At the end of the day, this is really big, because now everybody's been notified. And there's statutes listed in here. There's criteria. There is a lot of legal stuff that basically says, if you, now you know, you can't say you didn't know. So we restructured the campaign, the emails, and of course the letter that just went out to them, that they can't say I didn't know. So now they're going to be, and then we're going to launch a lawsuit. So that's what I'm saying is they can't say they didn't know. So the candidates, you might want to step in and start opening your mouths. The politicians, you might want to start opening your mouths and contact these people. And people that are out there, we the people, you might want to start opening your mouths and joining this campaign and putting pressure on them, because now they know.
can't say, well, I had no idea. So this is now is the time for us to put the pedal to the metal. And the other thing, and Elisa's going to tell you about this, you might want to pray a little bit, because then remember, it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and restore their land. The people, these board of supervisors, they have the opportunity. They have, they may use the machines. They may do a hand count. They may do paper ballots. So they have the power to do that. So it's now pray for that they actually use common sense and they do what's right to represent the people, because the fraud's overwhelming. So Lucy, comment on how, not only do we want you to do the azsavesamerica.us, azsavesamerica.us, 2 minutes every single day. It would be great if you could call them. But what? Let's talk about the prayer component, because I've got 10 minutes left.
Well, first, I'm looking at the end of the day when this is over, I want every single one of these people held accountable. I want them all
prison.
I want them all in prison. And then I'm going to sign up to do prison Bible studies and teach them all about Jesus. I'll go there every week.
Well, and if they only would have known that, if they only knew that in advance, then they wouldn't have been in prison. If they would have just listened. See, at the end of the story, people, if all of these nefarious characters would have just listened and tuned into Jesus Rocks on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, and watched the episodes over and over, we wouldn't be in the situation we were in, because they would have known better. So that's,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. But yeah, getting on a serious note, you know, that 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know, it's if my people turn, right? If my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, right? Then I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. There's always an if and a then. If you do this, I'll do this, right? And the problem is we don't want to do our part. But I think people are waking up, because if you're not noticing, you should be noticing. The demonic realm is really, really out in the open now.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, I pray with people all day long who are experiencing like real live demons in their lives. Sorry about this. Somebody's ringing my doorbell.
Yeah, don't worry. Just keep going.
Yeah.
It's fine. No big deal. We don't care. It's demons. There's a demon at the door. Go ahead. Well, you know, it's not a candidate asking for your vote. I can guarantee you that. Right?
Well, interestingly, I ran into some people yesterday who were telling me that their friends are here vaccinated and they're hearing voices. And then I saw a video today. They were interviewing the homeless are really taking a hit. They're literally killing the homeless.
Well, the handicap too. You were talking about that, right?
Yeah.
They're
the fentanyl, and they're actually just shooting them in the middle of the night. They're waking up dead. They're getting murdered in the middle of the night. And, but it's unbelievable, because a lot of the homeless are saying that whatever drugs that they're giving them now on the streets, it's making them hear. They hear voices, they hear people, and they're audible voices. And like I said, I just talked to people yesterday who are hearing voices.
See, and that's, I mentioned it earlier, about all the stuff is laced with whatever that they have put into this non-vaccine bioweapon. Now, in the syringe, okay, in the syringe, and it's in the patents. Karen Kingston, who's been a pioneer in all this stuff, just dug around and found another layer of patents that hasn't been talked about. She just started talking about last week and the week before. She was just on Ann Vandersteel's show yesterday. It was a repeat. And then she's going to be on Adam's show, Mike Adam's show, here on Brighteon.tv. or brighteon.com, you can look it up. He's going to release it this weekend. So basically what she has found, and she's not a scientist, she just reads the patents and she knows how to analyze it because she's an analyst. But here's the thing. They combine AI technology with a parasite and stuck them together and did whatever they needed to do that. So that's why the ivermectin worked. That's why and it wasn't COVID. You didn't catch it because you can't get it from human to human transmission. So it's not a virus. Okay. That's the whole point of all this. You can't get it from another person. So it has to get into you somehow. So it was either syringe. They found out that they could kind of spray it on you. That's how they did the mass amounts of people that got sick all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And then again, it's in the masks. It's on the testing swabs.
Yeah.
So you're putting it into yourself, on yourself. You cannot get this from another human being. So you're putting those masks on. And then you just said your friends are starting to do it because it's whatever drugs they're getting. So it's it's in the fentanyl. It's in the other stuff. It's in the flu shots. It's in all the vaccines.
Everything.
They're going to be putting it in the food and they're going to do everything else because they want to get it to us.
Guys, I bet. Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening. So that is, and if you don't believe me, you watch the episode, you can get the information. And it's not that she's analyze this, like from looked at strands.
Yeah,
and
you
stuff.
Don't have to be
it's
a scholar.
It's in the paperwork. It's right. in the patents, and then they changed the designation of something so that it became private. So somehow, with whoever she, like wherever she got it, it's and it says all the stuff that she says. It tells you. It's like people keep saying what there's these adverse, and that's the other thing too. Language mention. Let's talk about that, Lucy, here for a second, because the language matters. And what's driving me insane, and it has been, is people on our side, even the conservative people, the people that are supposed to be grassroots. They're buying into the reworked definition of words and everything else. So when they say, well, I had COVID, I said, no, you didn't. COVID's not a thing. You got to stop people. Like you were saying in your episode yesterday, episode 387, the one I just listened to, she goes, you know, when you got to stand up, when you stand up for the faith, you have to open your mouth. You have to speak up. I mean, we say stand up, speak up, show up and join us. But that is what you need to do because you have to correct people. You have to say, no, you cannot drop your ballot in a mailbox, in a female box, in a trans box, in a demon box. And you have to stop. No, you did not have COVID. Because until people stop repeating and be repeaters, which we probably won't have time to do that segment, you can catch it on yesterday's show. If you go to Take Action Menu, Jesus Rocks Live, episode 387, I'm just going to tell you to watch it because she talks about this. So mention that because it matters because you can't say – You can't give life to it. It's just like you can't. The devil doesn't show up at your house. You have to invite him in. Beetlejuice.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We're literally getting our butts kicked by demons in every aspect of life, because we either haven't been sitting in church at all, or we've been sitting in church our whole lives and getting tickled and getting this lazy, fake, mushy version of Jesus. And demons have to answer to Jesus. And if you know and you have a relationship with Jesus and he is your savior and you have his Holy Spirit power and you know how to use that power, you have the power to cast away those demons. You have the power to heal. You do. You absolutely do. You don't have to lie sick in your bed and not be healed. But we don't know that power. We don't believe in that power. But yet we'll go to fortune tellers. We'll go have our palms read and stuff like that. And we believe in that power, interestingly. But we don't. We have a real weak power, a belief in the power of the one true God. And that's why we lose. And that's why we're not getting anywhere. So, no, you're not going to go run to church and learn about it. Your pastors aren't going to teach you anything. So you've got to do it on your own, and you're supposed to know it anyway, because what is your weapon? How do you fight the demons? How did Jesus combat Satan? With the word, with scripture. So you know scripture, you study scripture, you pray, you have a relationship with Jesus, and then you're able to not only see them coming, but you can stop them in their tracks. And it gives you the boldness and the courage because you have that Holy Spirit power to say, yeah, no, don't, you're not, you need to go and vote in person. You really should take off that mask, and your child can't be the opposite sex. So stop lying to them, because this is really making me sick that we're actually teaching our children a lie. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to go to get their driver's license and they're going to see male or female, or they go, it's male or female, but they've been taught their whole lives that they can be anything they want to be. And we're confusing them to the point where they're going to lose hope and kill themselves. And that's the whole goal. They can sacrifice our kids in any which way, shape, or form. It's a win-win for them. They can mutilate them, if they can abort them in the womb, however they can get them.
Yeah. And wake up. And she's been saying it for the longest time. From the very first episode, it's all about the children. And I didn't clue in until a couple episodes in. And then all of a sudden she throws the goat at me, which is that Baphomet guy with the boobs and the horns and the medical symbol right on his belly and the hoofs. And then and this is all in the episodes, guys. I'm telling you, it literally start from the first one, 3:35, and it's
our lives. Go out, you'll see them everywhere.
But I know, but most people just don't observe. I didn't, yeah. But I mean, I didn't even get it. I didn't even get it. And I've been her friend. So, and then, but they didn't clue in until she started doing the show. It is so powerful. And I encourage you to do it. My episode, my favorite, my first favorite was 350. My second favorite, which now is my favorite, is 373. And yesterday's is, oh my God, it's pretty good too. Like, I mean, they're all fun. Amazing. Yesterday's actually had a really good time yesterday. Or well, that Wednesday's. Fun. That was 387. And then 382, she talks about this child and the suicides. And I had no idea these numbers were there. And I was like, again, I'm here and it doesn't register until you listen to it a couple times and then you're like, oh my God. But then it compounds onto each other and you're like, oh, so much makes more sense. And I was watching Mike Lindell. I know we got to wrap it up because we got a minute left. I was watching Lindell today. He goes, the reason why I keep doing this, the wives spent $35 million on fighting for America and to get these machines gone is because I can't unsee what I've seen.
That's right.
And Peter said the same thing. And I'm like, that Lucy and I are right on the same page with that. I finally just caught up to her. We can't unsee what we've seen and we have to share this information with people. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. She is, because it's so, everything's so clear now what the whole MO is. And it's just, it's great to see that there's a bunch of other people that are cluing in that have a platform to talk about it. So Lucy, real quick, and then we got to go. I got 30 seconds.
Yeah, just pray up, stay close to Jesus now more than ever. He is the solid rock. He's the anchor. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one gets to the Father but through me. He is the only way. So get on the path, get in your Bibles, dust it off, get in it, read it every day and pray. And God will heal our land.
Yeah, you got to do it this way. You got to pray, plant, take action. I know we threw a lot at you and I was kind of a little all over the board, but if you go to our take action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and just click, scroll and read, everything is there. Watch Jesus Rocks Live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, this show on Fridays, and then we're going to be on all these other additional networks to get you guys, get more people tuned in. We're not doing, I mean, trust me, her and I would rather be doing some other things, but we're doing it because we can't unsee what we've seen, and we need you guys to see it. It'll change your lives, I promise. Go to azsavesamerica.us, do that 2-minute deal, and stay tuned. I'm going to probably do some updates, going to go on some shows next week to let you know what's going on, but the deadline is Tuesday in order to get the information from the elected elitists. All right, Heather, we got to wrap this up. So anyway, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Join the newsletter. Download the Take Action Toolkit. It has all kind, 4 pages of information and proof about all the facts about the ban, the machines and the fraudulent machines. And there's just a ton of information. So follow us. I'm going to be good about the newsletters. Text action at 9-1776. Have a great weekend. Tune in on Wednesday. We'll see you next Friday.
You've been listening to Everything Home's special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com. And find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.